Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Welcome to another edition of the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. You're about to hear 1 hour of rhythm and blues, a little old-timey music, a little bit of jazz, and some other strange stuff. So do come in, take your coat off, check your coat with the hat check girl. Table over there by the band. Come on and enjoy the show. Well, the band are shambling out of the dressing room up onto the stage, and the bartender's polishing the glasses. But he didn't wash them first, but you can't have everything. First man up on the bandstand is Harmon Hump Jones, and looking for my baby. There he goes, Harmon Hump Jones. That was a single from 1957 on Vision label, Vision 200. If you Google Harmon Jones and Vision 200, I don't think you'll find very much. So over to somebody now who's a little bit more well-known. This is Big Mama Thornton, her Big Mama, playing great harmonica. This she recorded in Oakland back in 1961. And it's You Did Me Wrong. Big Mama Thornton there, and You Did Me Wrong on the Baytone label. For many people, the best, the very, very best, the cream of rhythm and blues came from Chess in the early 50s. And I'm going to play one a Chess record now. This is from 1950. It's got some real heavyweights on it. Muddy Waters playing guitar, Lil Walters on harmonica, the ubiquitous Big Crawford on bass. And the lead singer is Jimmy Rogers. Jimmy Rogers was a great guitar player. He never really fulfilled live the promise of his records. I always thought his records were better than his live performance. So anyway, let's hear one of his records. Now, this is Going Away, Baby.
Love but four women's in my life. never loved but four women in my life. There's my mother, my sister, my sweetheart, and my wife. Nine, if you don't want me, baby, please don't dog me around. Nine, if you don't want me, baby, please don't dog me around. Now, just like you found me, you can put me down. She says goodbye, baby, if you call that gone. Now she says goodbye, baby, if you call that gone. You can leave me now, but I declare you won't stay long.
Jimmy Rogers there with Lil Walter, Muddy Waters and Big Crawford on Going Away Baby on the Chess label from 1950. Moving right along, this is the Country Spot, and this week I'm going to feature Moon Mullican. Moon Mullican was a piano player from Polk County, East Texas. Made a lot of records. It wasn't a great pianist, but he was kind of influential because he was right at the beginning of the rock and roll era. And people like Jerry Lee Lewis always claimed that they were much influenced by Moon Mullican. This is from 1952. It's Moon Mullican on the King label, King 1153, and it's Pipeliner Blues. This, I think, was quite a hit for him.
Well, I'm an old pipeliner and I lay my line all day. I'm an old pipeliner and I lay my line all day. I got four, five young'uns wait to draw my pay. Well, I lay my line, baby, till that sun goes down. Well, I lay my line, baby, till that sun goes down. Then I meet my honey, she's the sweetest gal in town. Pipelining man will do. Oh, you never can tell what a pipelining man will do. Now you think he's a working, but he's out fooling around on you. When you see me coming, raise your window high. See me coming, raise your window high. When you see me leaving, hang your head and cry. I gotta get me a little shut-eye tonight. 'Cause early in the morning when the rooster crows, I gotta be ready when the whistle blows. I'm an old pipeliner and I lay my line all day. I got four, five young'uns waiting to draw my pay.
Moon Mullican there and Pipeliner Blues. Sorry that wasn't a very good copy, but it was a nice record and I hope you enjoyed it anyway. Well, talking about not very good copies, I'm coming to the rare record spot. Normally I play records from the collections of folks that kind of well known on the record collector scene, but I actually don't know who owns this record. There is, as far as anybody knows, only one copy. It's Black Patty 8030. If you happen to have it, then do let me know. You can write to me at www.sheffieldlive.org. It was recorded in 1927 by the Down Home Boys, who were Long Cleve Reed and Papa Harvey Hull. Turned up a few years ago. It's in remarkably good condition. See what you think. It's the original Stackerly Blues, Long Cleve Reed and Papa Harvey Hull.
It is all Stagger Lee. Stagger said to Billy, how can it be? You rest a man just as bad as me, but you won't rest Stagger Lee. It is all Stagger
Well, there you are. Black Patty 8030, Long Cleve Reed and Papa Harvey Hull doing original Stackerly Blues. That was, in fact, the first, as far as anyone knows anyway, the first recording of the famous song about Stackerly and the shooting by Lee Shelton of Billy Lyons in a bar in St. Louis sometime around the turn of the 20th century. $50,000 maybe more, that record, I don't know. This next one is not worth so much, but is an equally fine performance. This is Dizzy Gillespie. This is a Leonard Feather session. Dizzy put together a band to do this session in 1946 for Victor. It's got a very nice Milt Jackson solo and vibes, and listen to Dizzy's solo in the middle. See if you recognize him playing We're in the Money. This is Dizzy Gillespie and Anthropology. Thank you. Dizzy Gillespie there, Dizzy Gillespie Orchestra and Anthropology from 1946. Well, while Dizzy was busy changing the course of jazz history, he was also available for sessions. And next up is a lady, Albinia Jones, who arrived in New York in 1932 from Gulfport, Mississippi. And she recorded a number of tracks, quite a few of them, I think, with Dizzy and with Don Byers on tenor. For Savoy. This is one of them. It's What's the Matter with Me?
He said he's gonna love me until the day I die. He said he's gonna love me until the day I die. But I bet when I'm gone, that man won't even cry. Baby, baby, what's the matter with you? You've been taking all my loving and all my money too. I'd rather see my coffin rolling through my door. I'd rather see my coffin rolling through my door. Then the year my man said that he don't want me no more. Oh, Lordy, pretty papa, what you trying to do to me? Oh, Lordy, pretty papa, what you trying to do to me? I've been treating you fine, can't stand this misery.
Albinia Jones there on the vocal, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Don Byers on tenor. That was from the Savoy label. One of the great gospel labels, I'm coming up to the gospel spot right now. One of the great gospel labels was Peacock. Peacock was a Don Robey owned label. Don Robey was a true record company reptile. He also owned Duke, which was the blues label, which featured people like Bobby Bland. But on Peacock, almost all of the real hard gospel groups appeared at one time or another. And this is a Peacock 78 from 1954. This is the Spirit of Memphis, one of the great gospel groups, Spirit of Memphis Quartet, and Standing by the Bedside.
Well, you know, I was standing by the bedside of a neighbor. Oh, Lord, just how to draw. Says to thee for the other side. Oh Lord, if you see my Savior, tell him that you saw me. Oh yeah, when you saw me, I was on. Some old friends who may ask you for me. Oh my Lord, tell them I'm coming home, coming home one day. Oh yeah.
Oh, I was standing by the bedside. I was standing.
Spirit of Memphis, there, standing by the bedside. You are listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall on 93.2 FM and on the web at www.sheffieldlive.org. If you've got any complaints, then please write to the website sheffieldlive.org. There's an intermission now. We have to leave you for a moment for these important messages, but I'll be back in a flash.
To keep your dog in top condition, get your pet complete nutrition. Feed him sturdy, make him sturdy, happy, friendly, happy, furry. Any dog can be a winner if he eats some sturdy dinner. Feed him sturdy, beef be sturdy, vet with thank him, sip on sturdy. Ask any dog who's tasted if the doggy rips a bit. You sturdy dinner, dog food is delicious. Get sturdy.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream,
Brill Cream,
Brill Cream.
Brill Cream,
a little dab will do ya.
Brill Cream,
you look so debonair.
Brill Cream,
the gals will all pursue ya.
They'll love to get their fingers in your hair.
Thank you.
That was I Want My Baby by Bill Haman. I can't tell you anything about Bill Haman. It's on the Aladdin label. It's from 1956. So presumably, if it's Aladdin, it was recorded in Los Angeles. But apart from that, Mr. Haman is a complete mystery. I don't know actually much more about the next group. This is the Cajun Spot. This is D.L. Menard. D.L. Menard with Badu and the Louisiana Aces. This is on the Swallow label from 1962, and it's called Back Door. That was Back Door by Bado and the Louisiana Aces featuring D.L. Menard. Nice Cajun two-step that. Okay, next up is a man born in the same area. Smiley Lewis was born near Lake Charles in 1913. He had a number of hits, but he was always kind of overshadowed by Fats Domino. But there were one or two. I mean, The Bells Are Ringing was a big hit. I Hear You Knocking was another hit. But in fact, other people made bigger hits of them than poor old Smiley did. This is a song that he recorded in 1952, and actually this song is actually named after his mother, and it's called Lily May.
Oh! to me, baby. I just can't go on any without you like that. What you gonna do? You know I love you.
Yeah, but you see, I'm crazy about you too, honey.
Well, why don't you come back, honey? I just can't go no further, honey.
Smiley Lewis there and Lily Mae, recorded in Cosimo's Studios in New Orleans, and sounded very much like Dave Bartholomew's orchestra there from 1952.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Well, now we come to the challenging record of the week spot. I mean, usually I play here something which is truly awful, but this week I'm going to play something which is truly amazing. Many, many of the classic bluesmen claim that they started life by playing a diddly bow, which is a one-string guitar-type instrument. But just a few people never graduated any further. And this is one-string Eddie Jones, literally playing a one-string guitar, and the sound he can get out of it is truly amazing. This is Eddie Jones playing John Henry. It was on a Tacoma LP from back in 1968. So I hope you like this one.
And my shoes from Ardilla and Dick. And my shoes from Ardilla and Dick. John Henry. Yes, a man wasn't nothing but a man. And before that I was dead, that drilla beat me down. I would die with that hammer in my. And I would die with that hammer in my. Little girl, why did you buy your dresses from? Well, I bought my dress from a railroad man. And my slipper from my drilla. John Henry, when he was at his grandpa's knees, father that old shovel on that B&O, it's gonna be that death up for me. It's gonna be that death up for me. John Henry liked his wife. He liked to keep her with red dresses on. That's what she didn't like doing. John Henry had a little wife, and that dress that she wore was red. And that last word John Henry's wife had to say, yes, I'm going where John fell dead. Yes, I'm going where John fell dead. Told his captain, well, a man was nothing but a man. And before that I was dead, that driller beat me down. I would die with that hammer in my. And I would die with that hammer in my.
One string Eddie Jones there, and his one string guitar, and John Henry. Okay, let's move over to six strings, but keep the down home sound. This is the Excello, the swamp sound of Excello, and one of Excello's great stars, Slim Harpo, played guitar and harmonica in Iraq. Katie Webster on piano here, very nice little lady. Great piano player, wonderful personality too. Anyway, here's Slim and Katie and Bobby Socks Baby.
My body's a banging, just good to knock on. My body's a banging, bang, just good to knock on. Get a miserable feeling when I bang me to the stone. She loves to do the chicken, she loves to do the butt. She loves to do the chicken, she loves to do the butt. If you can't dance, don't you know you're out of luck? Tag dance, ain't gonna let my baby go. Hey, tag dance, ain't gonna let my baby go. Gotta watch my baby as she move across the floor. My head is spinning just like a spinning top. My head is spinning just like a spinning top. She do the zip, she do the Zorro, she even do the tiger hop.
Slim Harpo there and Bobby Sox Baby. Katie Webster told me, who played piano on that track, Katie Webster told me that she was only a teenager when she made those sides. I thought she was pretty good. And we're going to go back in time now. I like to play at least one pre-war, pre-Second World War record on the show. And this one is another of the Chicago players from the mid-30s. This is Casey Bill Weldon, who was a very, very fine slide guitar player. I believe he was one of those people who played the guitar on his lap, kind of lap steel. And this is from the Vocalion label, 1937, and it's Give Me Another Shot.
Hope a gal may keep me right. I don't care whether I get home or not, just give me another shot. I spend my money here and there, eat and spend it all, I don't care. I don't care whether I eat or not, just give me another shot. Now if I should meet there's a night to dance, that's what's gonna happen if I go home. Bub, 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 and I ain't gotta set my gal keep me so dull for me.
Thank you.
Casey Bill Weldon there, Give Me Another Shot. The band is listed as unknown personnel in the books, but some of those soloists sound terribly familiar from the Chicago scene in the 1930s. Here's a man who went on to greater things. This is Lloyd Price. He's on the Specialty label here. This is from 1953, and it's Where You At. Lloyd Price there on Specialty and Where You At. I thought I might play another Specialty 78. This is Specialty 670 of another artist who went on to greater things. They did quite well, especially in discovering new people. This is one Little Richard Penniman, and All Night Long from 1959.
Bye!
unmistakable voice of Little Richard there on All Night Long. Not a common record, but a very nice one. Okay, well, when you're on a roll, why stop? This is yet another specialty record, specialty 477. This is from 1953 and comes from perhaps not quite such a well-known artist, Floyd Dixon. He was born in Marshall, Texas in 1929, went on to make a lot of records on the West Coast, and this was a hit. So listen to Hole in the Wall.
About to fall, the people just call it the hole in the wall.
Floyd Dixon there and Hole in the Wall. Well, that just about wraps it up for this week. We've got time to squeeze in just a part of one more. You have been listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall on 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Hope you'll join me next week. And I'm going to leave you with Bobby Bland and I Love You, Yes I Do.
Yes, I love you, baby, love you, yes, I
wife. Well, she's a good loving woman. Love her, yes I do. Look out, boy!
Strange.